This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Those who were with us last night might remember I closed the program with the observation that the Seattle Seahawks are lame. Lame, I said, for restricting online ticket sales for their NFC Championship game Sunday against the San Francisco 49ers to more or less locals, people using credit cards with addresses in the Northwest states, Alaska, and Hawaii, which is to say specifically excluding people with a California billing address. Hello, San Francisco. Excessive engineering of home field advantage was my point. That did not go over well on my Twitter feed, including this one from @SprinkleBiscuits, and I'm quoting here, "Hey nerds, I know you all know money, but it's not rare at all for teams to limit playoff tickets to regional buyers," which I confess I did not know. So we assigned Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman to run this one down.
So you're the San Francisco 49ers, and you have to go up to Seattle this weekend to play the Seahawks at CenturyLink Field. And aside from the damp, here's what you're up against. The Seahawks' so-called 12th man, that's the fans in the stands, are so loud they set Guinness World Records. They're so loud they cause tiny earthquakes.
Part of the reason for the ticket block to anyone outside of the Pacific Northwest is they want to make sure that they have as many loud partisans there as they can get.
Kevin Reichart at Ballpark Digest says the stadium's built to amplify the sound and the home team advantage, adding maybe 3 points to the spread.
Among their fan base, it's great publicity. It pats all the fans on the back and say, "We only want you here. We don't want anyone else here."
Of course, they can't really keep 49ers fans out. Californians have heard of scalpers. Still, this is legal? Sports lawyer Kenneth Shropshire at the Wharton School mulled this over for us.
Preferences are given to season ticket holders, for example. So the idea of giving a preference to a group, because in some way it benefits the business, as long as that group is not some sort of protected class, Asian people or black people or women.
Well, then Shropshire doesn't think it's likely to get the Seahawks sued for discrimination. And by the way, the Denver Broncos have restricted ticket sales to locals, too. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.